We turn now to the next installment of our series on obesity in America, Living Large. Today, a visit to the thinnest state in the country, Colorado, where being fit is part of the culture. There are biking and hiking trails, ski slopes, even the altitude helps burn calories. Even so, waistlines are widening in the state, especially among children. Kurt Sigler of member station KUNC reports.
Ryan Van Duzer waits until the morning sun is good and scorching before we set off on his daily ritual.
All right, we can start jogging if you want.
Okay.
Do you run on your own?
Probably not your pace.
It's all right, we'll take it easy.
It's a trail run right at the back of his condo in the uber-athletic college town of Boulder.
It's funny, you know, I go on these trails and I see people, all, you know, from little kids to old people out running. A lot of times the old guys are passing me.
Van Duzer is 32, but you wouldn't know it. His calves and legs look like they're made of steel, and body fat? Forget it. He runs about 40 miles a week, and bikes even more. He's the epitome of fitness-crazy Colorado. After all, the obesity rate here is just 21%, and Boulder is one of the thinnest counties in the thinnest state.
People are kind of born into it. It's a caste system. We're born into the athletic caste here in Colorado, and when you get your first bottle when you're a baby. It's full of, like, Gatorade, and you're ready to rock and roll as a young person.
Easy access to trails like this, sunny weather, and a highly educated population churning and burning more calories at altitude are all widely attributed to Colorado being the thinnest state.
Yoga is really big here. You know, the Pilates is very big here. I think in Boulder, it seems like there's a bike race almost every week.
And there are plenty of fitness-friendly businesses like Alfalfa's Market. Owner Mark Retzloff says Colorado has even branded itself as a place where people can come and live a healthy lifestyle.
About $2 billion in annual sales are actually located in Boulder County in the natural products and organic food industry.
Alfalfa's is a local institution. Nearby are other health food icons like Celestial Seasonings, Silk Soy Milk, and Horizon Organic Dairy. But all the jogging and healthy eating doesn't mean Colorado is immune from the obesity crisis plaguing the rest of the nation. Buried behind all the glossy brochures of bronzed athletes scaling peaks is the fact that even in the thinnest state, one out of every five Coloradans is obese. That's more than a million people.
When you really look at the numbers and see where we are today versus where we were 15 years ago, it's embarrassing.
Chris Lindley oversees nutrition and obesity prevention at the state public health department. He points out that 15 years ago, the state with the highest obesity rate in the country is where Colorado's is today. And Colorado now has one of the fastest growing rates of childhood obesity.
One in four children is either overweight or obese. This is a major problem. And so while Colorado might get some accolades of being the leanest state or having a great lifestyle, we are far from setting the model of where we want to be.
Public health officials blame this on the rising poverty rate, and they're worried. Jana Wright sees the problem every day as a teacher with a group called Partnerships for Healthy Communities. They're trying to bring nutrition and obesity prevention to schools in the poorer suburbs north of Denver.
Those low-income families are the ones that are leaning heavier on those convenient foods that really cause weight gain and are a huge problem in the obesity epidemic.
That's why Wright's group is trying to tackle the problem early on, running more than 50 gardening and nutrition programs at early child care centers. Like this one, where eager kids line up for a turn at the watering hose.
Michael, you know what? Those beans over there really need some love.
The green beans and bright red tomatoes out here show up on their plates inside at lunch. Jackie Sloan is director of the Westminster Learning Center. She says Colorado's like every other state. Kids here are losing touch with where their food comes from in our culture of convenience.
We're just such a fast-paced society, I think, and everybody's in such a hurry. And the kids are the ones that ultimately are paying for it.
Sloan says kids also aren't getting the exercise or physical education that they used to. To that end, Colorado lawmakers this year passed a physical activity requirement for all public schools, and there are now programs like this one.
Colorado is one of the leanest states in the nation, and more Coloradans want healthy options when eating out. So step up and give your customers what they demand.
200 restaurants, including many McDonald's, now highlight healthy menu options. So what a lot of people here say is while you can't export Colorado's mountains or its ski resorts, maybe you can bring some of its fitness culture to other less lean states.
Going uphill there.
Ryan Van Duzer and I are about a mile into our run, sun high overhead, temperature around 90.
Funny, you know, I don't see a lot of shade on this trail.
Yeah, there's no shade, really.
During a quick break, Van Duzer tells me that when he's not running or making adventure films and starring in reality TV adventure shows, he visits schools to talk to kids about how working out and being fit can be entertainment. He often leaves frustrated.
All the kids seem to do these days is stay inside and play video games and watch movies. And I'll see them on Monday after a long weekend, and they'll be like, hey, what'd you guys do this weekend? And they're like, oh, we played this video game until 4 in the morning. And it's like, really?
And with that, Van Duzer darts off for 5 more miles. Me and my tape recorder, we've been keeping pace for about a mile. This is radio, so let's call it 2.
Yeah,
cheers, buddy.
Yeah, see you later. Good run.
Thanks, man. Bye-bye.
For NPR News, I'm Kirk Sigler.
There's more on our series on obesity on our website. Go to npr.org. This is NPR News.